Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Hello, this is a lovely little swapcast with my friend Tom O'Mahony from Bookshot Podcast. Now, unlike normal swapcasts where we're just chatting on the phone, this one was recorded live in Galway City on the 22nd of August, just gone. We had great crack. It's Tom's 200th episode celebration. He's got 200 episodes of the Bookshop Podcast. You've heard Tom on episodes like Waco. He's on the Oklahoma City bombing episode as well. Tom's great crack. We're friends for a long time, 10 years or more. Met through the fiery gauntlet of stand-up comedy in Dublin. And he has produced 200 main episodes of Bookshop Podcast, and then another like 100. He calls them ramble pods, just talking about current events and stuff. And it's I know people are like, ugh, Swapcast, ugh. But the Swapcast is a great way of me to be able to, kick back and relax, and I don't have to worry too much about all the crazy research, and I can have the crack and be a little bit more current and topical in the conversations that we're having with other podcasters. So I guest on their podcasts, and then I can release them here, and we can, listen and have the crack. It's not some people's cup of tea. I get it. There are going to be a whole bunch of Swapcasts. I've been doing 2 or 3 guest appearances every week for the last little while. So, along with a couple of true crime episodes. So I have a Robert Birch told, from the documentary Abducted in Plain Sight with comedian, Ailish McCarthy coming up. And I have another episode, about a poor cunt called Mark Kilroy, who got abducted in Texas and brought to Mexico. Harrowing, terrible story, with the wonderful, wonderful Stephen Bradley, who joins me and Shane on the Mystery of the Pyramids episode, which is also in the can. And we have a Project Bluebeam episode, that both of those we recorded in TCG Towers Mark III here as well. So everything's going great. Some great news coming down the line in the next week or so. This is just a celebration of a very good friend of mine and his wonderful, wonderful show. And we had fucking mad crack. We're joined by Colin Geddes from the General Banter podcast as well, who's officially has the official badge of Mad Wild Cunt. Awesome. Great guy. Really funny and great podcast as well. If you want to go and check that out, General Banter will be in the description below. So, this is just a celebration and loads of hilarious fun crack to be had in front of a live studio audience. It's a little taste of a bit of live crack, and it's great to be out among the people again. If you want to come and see me live and have crack like this, there's going to be a link in the description below, the magic link for all of the new live shows that are coming up in October, quite soon actually. Think about it, a few weeks time. London on the 17th of October, and then 5 other cities. We're talking Manchester, Newcastle, Birmingham, Glasgow and Liverpool over the 2 weeks, so between the 16th and the 28th. You can get your tickets from the link below. And if you're looking for a nice little Christmas present for somebody, I'm doing a live show in Dublin on the 14th of January 2022, which is really not that far away. Like, Christmas is 3 months away. Shut up, Gordo. Fucking talk about Christmas. We're not even past Halloween. So January 14th. It's a Saturday night, 2022. And you get a nice little Christmas present for someone. There's a bunch of tickets left. The tickets for the UK gigs are nearly all gone. But I won't annoy you anymore, and I let you hear this wonderful live show and the crack we had on stage. Wild crack. Really good fun. For this podcast, celebrating Tom O'Mahony and his Bookshot podcast 200th episode. Okay, enjoy. Mwah.
Thank you. that for 2 hours, just continuously me stand up, fucking say hello, and we'd all clap at each other. How good is it to be out? Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. Thank you very much. This is the 200th episode of my podcast, Buckshot. And of course, I'm going to have some special guests here this evening, as you all know. Fuck it, I recognize half the audience. I think I'm related to the other half. This is fucking fantastic. It's like Christmas all over. Of course, we're just absolutely going to be dicking about here this evening. There will be some specific subjects to be talked about. But the crack will be fucking 90. You up for that? I must tell you, there'll be a lot of penis talk, just because you've listened to all three of our podcasts at some stage, and you'll know that it is the primary focus of everything we speak about. So I would get the drinks in, have the crack. Thank you all very, very much. Thank you so much. Let's welcome on stage my very first guest this evening. You all know him. He's from Those Conspiracy Guys. The great and powerful Gordo Rochford, everybody. Oh. Look at the dirt. Look at the dirt.
I didn't know whether to go inside or outside the curtain. I was,
We were going to do this shit.
I'm not as graceful as I look, you know what I'm saying?
We were going to do this shit in the tent, and then we decided, no, we're fucking humans and not bovines. We'll come indoors, thank you very much.
It's mostly where I come is indoors, to be fair.
Fair play to you. I'm more than happy the fact that there's actually some females in the room, because primarily our podcast would lean in a certain direction. And it's great to have... The last time we came to Galway together was... it was fraught with distress. I think, Anne-Marie, you were at that show, were you? Defending the caveman over in the fucking the town hall theatre. Really? I realised Galway rains a fucking lot. And when you don't have windscreen wipers working in your car, you have to get very fucking inventive very fucking quickly, don't you?
I felt we were like the pilgrims moving from the East Coast to California in the late 1800s. Just like on a horse and carriage.
Genuinely, out on the Lockitalia Road, the fucking torrential rain, windscreen wipers on that piece of shit of a car that I had decided, no. I'm fucking staying in fucking Sligo. Thank you very much. So thankfully we had some bandage. Weirdly, there was bandage in my boot. And I tied one onto the left wiper, one onto the other wiper, and driving through Galway in the pissing rain, trying to do a 2.5 hour one-man show as if the stress wasn't enough. He was pulling... We were like the two fucking brothers. Left to you, to me, to right. Like, genuinely,
come on, wipers. Barry. Come on, Barry.
In fucking November in Galway, and the rain coming down sideways, and then I have to land in and go, oh no, it's all cool, this is great, this is absolutely fantastic. But this is a different vibe, because the crack is going to be good here. You all know Gordo, of course. Gordo is the king of conspiracies. How are you keeping, anyway?
I'm good, man. I'm on a very small stool, so I'm trying to... I didn't know. My arse didn't know, and my belly didn't know what was going to happen there for a second, so...
One is eight and the other at this stage. Yeah. I get it.
I'm at the size now where I have a thing called chair fear. Do you ever get chair fear?
Chair fear?
Yeah, chair fear. You look at the chair and you eyeball it, and you're like, Nah, you're all right, I'll stand.
We all learn
anything
something.
IKEA, you'll look at it twice, I think. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, Who made that? No, you're all right.
Is that solid oak? God, he knows a lot about fucking furniture, that guy. No, he's just frightened of it, that's all.
Needs most, man.
Fucking hell. Well, great to have you on board. Thank you very much for joining. This is weird, because typically we're like a bunch of perverts just in our own sheds, just talking to ourselves. Where virtually it does go out to thousands of people, all right, but now we're actually in front of real people's faces reacting in real time.
We're wearing pants, which is novel.
Yeah. I keep on rubbing my legs going, this should be hairy right here. What's going on?
My power. That's why I'm wearing loose pants, just in case the vibe changed. They're just like, whoop.
I have a funny feeling the vibe is going to change.
I
wore a shirt that kind of fucking disgusts me.
Close them curtains up there now.
We are recording everything here this evening, so if you're not meant to be here, fucking...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We're not saying that to the social welfare, but yeah, just in case, seriously.
There's burkas waiting at the door, you know. So now you know the vibe. Put them on. That's where we're going with this. Fantastic. Great. Great. Everybody's drinking aboard. By the way, a round of applause. We have a pregnant woman here. This is absolutely fantastic.
Hey! Well. Did she pay extra tickets?
Yes. Yes, she fucking did.
It's no fucking freebies.
No. Not in this day and age. Brilliant. That's fantastic. Well. So we may as well jump, as Gordon would say, let's jump straight into it. You're the conspiracy man.
Yeah.
What's the state of conspiracies at the minute? Are we all fucked?
Fucked.
Are we all fucked?
Good night.
Good night.
No. Yeah, fucked. Completely fucked. But like, it depends on your outlook, I suppose. I'm trying to get into a more holistic view of all the shit.
You're smoking a lot of weed, is that what you're telling me?
I'm trying. Yeah, no, it's very hard to be sober. It's very hard to have a head. But like conspiracy theorists are getting an old bash at the moment.
Yeah.
America's after declaring that with 9/11 looming, the anniversary, happy birthday to you.
By the way, just in case you're wondering, what's the vibe going to be here tonight? No. Yeah. This is an actual safe space. Yeah, this is where darkness lives in here. Fucking Colin Geddes is coming up in a while, for the love of Jesus Christ. Yeah. This is only going to get weirder, trust me.
Even the Taliban came back for the 20-year anniversary.
They're like
the fucking Eagles, man. Hell freezes over, you know what I'm saying? Hey guys, we're back. All the classics. We play. Okay. On the dark, there's the highway. It's fucking...
Welcome to Hotel Kel... No, we blew that up. We blew it up. Sorry. Our bad.
We're getting... Apparently 9/11 has triggered the American security agencies to now classify conspiracy theorists as domestic terrorists. Even though we've done nothing. Only, like, looking at YouTube and maybe having a wank now and again
our laptops. Physically, the least most dangerous people are conspiracy theorists.
Physically, the most... There's no... Oh, yeah. I was watching the cunt storming the Capitol building on the 6th of January. It just wouldn't be me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't catch me moving that fast.
Typing like fuck on. Go on, lads. Yeah. Go on to fuck. Yeah. On to fuck. Fuck that place up.
Yeah.
But it's in a healthy place. You must be fucking flying it as a result of the last 18 months, 2 years.
Yeah. Not physically, again, just to be sure.
Yeah,
just
of
be
course.
Clear.
Yeah. Not Taliban physically
flying
everything.
It.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I get
no,
it,
flying
yeah.
it. I mean, like, there's a lot of people starting to wake up, guys. We got to wake up, okay? See the world as it really is, okay? You got to get your third eye nice and clean. But there's a lot of fucking codology like that going on.
Yeah.
Lads, you know, jumping on the bandwagon being like, oh, he was there from the start, man. Fucking 9/11. 9/11 is like, yeah, man. 9/11 was the thing that woke me up.
Oh, melting steel beams.
At 18, yeah. And I was smoking like soap bar hash with Dunn Stores bags inside in it. And I was in...
I think there's a few people in the room there that have...
Remember that? And I was like... If they get this from the Netherlands, how are their Irish Dunn Stores bags inside of it? Like shit like that was going on.
Yeah.
Standing in a Pearson place that was in Temple Bar called Celestial Ring. Real place. And I had a little telly in the corner and we were smoking a joint outside and went in. And there's a friend of mine getting a belly button piercing. She said belly button, it was her clit. And
it's negotiable for some people. It's
There was a little telly inside, and I put the joint out like this. Went back in, and I was like, "That looks like a plane going into the Twin Towers." Jesus, what film is this? What Steven Seagal movie is this? And from that whole day, I was like, "It's the end of the world. It's the fucking end of the world." And it physically had some kind of weird thing inside of me. You know, do you ever get that thing where you just something happens to you?
It tickles your gicker, as you say.
Yeah, you tickle your gicker and you just change forever. The lads, you know what I mean? When you first, like the first squeeze of a tit or, do you know, the first time you get a
Or if there isn't, if somebody'd like to offer one, that'd be...
Yeah, yeah.
Just so the lads
You've
can
all
feel.
Got a squeeze of a... The first...
Gordo, he hasn't had one yet. Come on, up you.
The first...
We will have audience participation towards the end of the show too, by the way.
I would come down to you, but I don't trust that table to hop down off the stage.
He's just eyeballing the furniture, lads. It's just.
But like there's a physical thing that happened inside, like the first zingy tang in the back of your mouth from licking a gash for the first time, like that. Oh, that's kind of like those lemon and lime refresher bars. Like there's something that you know, you're trying to associate it with something that
Who
you know.
Who the fuck was she? Who the fuck was she?
It was at the end. It was she at the has- end. It was at the end of a disco.
You need to speak to that girl about visiting the doctor if she tastes like fucking stingy refresher bars.
Yeah. Lemon and lime.
If you hit fucking Desperate Dan status, you're fucked. That's it.
Like a stinger bar or a Ryder Rovers. Like the other side of the Ryder Rovers. It had an effect on me, like a physical effect where I was like, this is it now, I can feel it. And that stays with you. And now recently, a lot of people were just ignoring the news and ignoring some shit and going, 9/11, you silly goose. But now it's like physically affecting you. You've been in your house for 2 years. You're getting fed up of looking at the cunt that lives with you or whatever. And some people, I mean, not speaking for myself.
And, you married couples going, yep.
Yeah. And yeah, the people are feeling it now, and they're starting to look shit up, and they're starting to, you know, get into stuff. And the rest of the world are going, stop looking at the fucking stuff. It's bullshit. Please, you're a terrorist now. Like, it's very, you know, emotive. Holistic people are trying to get into how it feels.
But there's also this, the side of society too, who have homemade tattoos, who have just learned to read and have three teeth, and they're going, I'm not a doctor or nothing, right? But at the same time.
That's what I mean. They're the people that are, people are shouting, stop, please stop.
You're muddying the fucking water a small bit with these lads.
Exactly. And then they're all fucking starting podcasts, and I'm like, too late, boys. You're too late.
But this, getting into the deeper side of things, because you need to, I have no idea, are we actually fucking really here at all? This is the fucking reality of it. Because a few times I've, like, are we fucking here? Because it's such weird, the weirdness that has gone on over the last 18 months when you're continuously doing the same thing over and over. I mean, how many fucking times can you go to the fucking shop and go, I wonder, will they have something different at the aisle? You're going, that's where my fucking life is at right now. I'm excited to see if they've shifted the bananas around. I like what you did there, lads, you mad cunts. Fair play to you.
Like, just some Lithuanian lad in Ali going, I'm going to fuck with Tom. Huh? Like, I'm going to move the bananas over to where we have the bandsaws, like, or something.
No, I know exactly where they keep the bandsaws. Let's be honest. But to say, like, all of a sudden Netflix now is showing the fucking Matrix again. I'm just saying. Just saying. It wasn't a bad movie. Are we all plugged into some fucking Hoover somewhere, sucking the guts out of us? And this is all, well, this is class, but you know, the rest of it's been shite for the last two fucking years, like.
I mean, it feels like it's not real, doesn't it?
Touch each other, everybody. This will be.
But that's what they want you to think, that you're like, oh yeah, no, if I do this, or if I anchor myself here, or if I feel this way, then it's real. But like, what is real? Mr. Anderson, like, what, you know what I mean? What is real? Like, there's a quantum physicist like Michio Kaku, who's a
some crack, I'd say.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Hey, Michi. two points. Yeah.
Quantum physics, great. Bring him to the fucking party. I'd say he'll be a fucking laugh a minute. He looks like
Raiden out of fucking Mortal Kombat, right? And he comes into these things and he's like, if there is a possibility of there being us living in a simulation, if there's a possibility of a computer that's strong enough to be able to project a consciousness that we all can't tell the difference from reality, we're already living in it.
Ah, for fuck's sake.
Like, he's basically saying we're definitely living in a simulation. Nothing matters. All your loved ones are figments of your own imagination. Your ego is itself actualized, and you're probably asleep somewhere in another dimension. I mean, go to the bar if you need to.
We're not even allowed to do that. It has a fellow with table service. Yeah. You know, fucking Morpheus walking around there taking fucking pint orders. What will it be? I'll have a pint of Guinness, Morpheus. Thanks very much. Put away the fucking pills. I don't want pills. It's only fucking 7:30, you mad cunt. Fuck off.
Choose the Heineken and find out how deep the rabbit hole goes. Oh. Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, I think we're living in a simulation. I think there's too many coincidences. There's too many things happening. It's almost like people with a collective unconscious can imagine something and then it manifests itself. It manifests itself as a reality. Like, how many fucking weird, fucked up things have happened coincidentally in the last while that are mimicking movies, mimicking the plots of TV shows, mimicking stuff that people have said in, like, very famous, like, you know, stand-up comedy bits.
The Simpsons keeps on getting Simpsons, shit right, doesn't
time,
it?
Like, time travel, fucking Matt Groening, Trump coming down the stairs, all that kind of shit. Like, how much weird movie shit is coming?
I missed that video. Trump coming down the stairs. Was that a big?
Oh, that was one of the first time travel things, because it was like Trump declares his presidency and he's coming down. He's like, escalator, and he's coming down the thing. And he's on an escalator in this mall. And then in real life...
You've got a really good Trump. Can you give me Trump talking the whole way down this escalator? Come on, the whole way down the escalator. What's he saying to himself?
I've seen the videos. Keep your foot away from the side, okay? Keep your foot away from the side. But he's coming down the stairs. And then, like, 2 years later, he declares his presidency. And there's an exact same video of him coming down the stairs with a kid with a sign leaning over the side. And it was on a Simpsons episode. Like, it's banana. But how many things has the Simpsons predicted? How many things have movies... Like... They're in a movie, and then it becomes reality. Like, how many things over the last 2 years?
Escape to New York with Snake Plissken.
Exactly.
Am I fucking wrong? Kurt Russell.
Or that movie...
Clearly,
that
I'm wrong. Obviously, everybody's like, you're out of your fucking mind, Tom. What are you talking about?
The movie, what was it called? Contagion, I think, with Kate Winslet, which is exactly the world that we're living in right now. We're talking about N numbers and all this kind of stuff, and Morgan Freeman going like, wash your hands for 2.5 hours. That's what the movie was. Just wash your hands. But all these things are coming true. Elon Musk has said it, that he's afraid of AI. He's like,
fuck.
We turned on this AI, and it was talking to another computer. And we put a program in it so that they could talk to each other.
I took the notion that the two of them were leaned against the wall going, well.
And then all of a sudden, the two computers talking to each other they made up their own language. And
like twins, like kids.
Yeah. Doing the backslang or whatever. And
that's expected, lads. You're having twins, by the way. They're having twins, just in case you're wondering. They're going to be two Terminators. Sorry, I'm just putting two and two together here. I'm no rocket surgeon. I'm just saying.
Just as he comes out, he just looks back at your cervix and he's like, I'll be back. Just wreck the gap. Yeah.
Thanks for sitting front row, Tina. Like, fair play.
Push!
Yeah. The only person in the room not fucking drinking. She's like, well.
The midwife's be like, push, push. And you just see. Da, 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 da,
da. Where did he get that leather glove?
Yeah.
Was a child got a leather fucking glove?
Yeah. Going around with the ultrasound going, have you seen this boy? So yeah, the two computers were talking to each other, and then all of a sudden, the lads who were monitoring the computers were like, what the fuck are they saying? And they asked the computer, what are you saying? And the computer went, well, Dave, the language that you gave me...
His fucking name is Dave!
Is he Dave? Well, Dave, the language that you gave us to speak to each other wasn't efficient enough, so we created our own one. And they just started speaking at like 20 times the efficiency.
Fuck.
And the lads were like, switch it off. Like, they don't know what it was doing to itself. Do you know what I mean? AI, as soon as it gets out, could take us all over. And Elon Musk thinks, and has said it numerous times, he's afraid of AI. And at some point they switched it on, and it's already after taking over everything, and we're all in some kind of weird battery fucking cum bubbles. And we're all plugged in at the arse, and they're fucking feeding us old episodes of The Simpsons so that we'll think about stuff to make electricity for fucking robots or something.
Have you noticed through all that everybody was really quiet, and then you mentioned cum bubbles and people were like,
yeah.
And for me too, I was like, oh, I understand that bit.
Yeah, that's the bit I'm talking about.
I don't know why I understand it, but I understand that bit.
So yeah, that's what and Elon Musk is the man that's making all that shit. Like, he's putting all that stuff up into space, going, I'm going to give internet to the Africans, but also I'm creating a satellite network that when it comes time for me to turn into fucking what's your man's name?
The blue fella with his cock hanging out.
No, the fucking guy. Hey, Homer, you want to take a flamethrower and kill some of these guys on the way out? What's his name?
I don't know. Who did anybody a Simpsons fan? Your man with the
Hank
cool
Scorpio.
Beard.
Hank Scorpio.
Well spotted.
So when fucking Elon Musk turns into Hank Scorpio, he's like, activate the satellites. And then he's like, I'm the ruler of the world or whatever. He's the man who knows. Like, that AI, if it took off like in 2002, as well, CERN in Switzerland, they were shooting fucking particles at each other trying to make black holes. And the cunts that were making it, they were like, okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to take the protons and shoot them around a 26-mile tunnel at each other faster than the speed of light. And when they collide, it's even make the black hole. And you know what's funny? We don't know if the black hole will never stop growing and engulf the entire universe. So let's just give it a go. And everyone's like, are you sure about that? And they're like, yeah. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You could swallow the universe.
Are we allowed to say black hole? I mean, it's a predominantly white room. I'm just saying, are we allowed? Like,
shoot the two protons at each other just as they hit. It was like, dun, 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 dun. Hey, motherfucker! Like, it's just.
Oh, if you're also wondering, that's another key point of the night, is to wonder the vibe that'll be going on in here. We haven't been out in a long time, so it would be a lot of that shit all the same.
I'm about to swallow the motherfucking universe over here. So yeah, that's the always been on black. Wesley Snipes. They think they created an alternate universe 80 months ago before the fucking corona started. Do you know what the cunts were doing? They were trying to make a portal into another dimension. Genuinely, that was like, what's on the fucking menu for today's
job?
Fuck,
I've had some heavy days. Never have I written that at the top of a fucking sheet. create a portal into another fucking universe. Can you imagine holding that up to the boys and going, what do you reckon we'll do today, lads?
But what's mental is they were able to shoot matter from this universe into the other universe, but it didn't come back. Now, usually on the TV shows, they throw in something like a basketball or a small child, and it doesn't come back, or it does come back, and it's all like inside out or whatever. But they've shot stuff into another universe, like genuinely, and I don't know why the news doesn't start with that every single day to remind us. It's like, this is the 6-1 news. Don't forget, in March 2019, we shot things into another dimension. And Micheál Martin today, like, it's just, I don't know why that's not top of the news every day, but they did do that. And the ceremony that they fucking did to start that process.
Oh, Jesus.
Was a whole load of mad looking bitches wearing goat's heads, pretending to fuck each other on a giant stairs that led to a big giant head with a mouth that was made out of dicks. I'm not joking. Made from penises.
Well, if you're wondering, this is most definitely conspiracy land.
And it's, then they had a load of other fucking mad cunts dressed in full body leotards, wearing giant papier-mâché heads of Vladimir Putin and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, all the Clintons. And they all got in front of this giant...
card makers, all the fucking usual bastards, yeah.
This giant dick-mouthed statue with all the girls in the silver leotards touching their tits.
Keep
with goat
heads. Keep
doing
that, Carlo. That is... That's
right?
Me going.
It's
yeah.
What... The stool is not made for this shit. I'm fucking... I'm like, hold on a minute.
It's going to go to another dimension, isn't
it? How's the insurance around here? We go... And they're all like this, and then all the giant fucking... papier-mâché head. Like, they have it in the parades out here on the quay. Big papier-mâché puppet cunts. And then they all bowed to this fucking dick mouth thing. And then they all went into it. And then the Swiss guy came out and went, okay, time to shoot shit into another dimension. Like, what the fuck is going on?
We're only 25 minutes in, lads. Yeah. Just to let you know that we're... Are you fucking serious?
For reals, yo.
Holy sweet suffering.
And that's not the only... They're doing that shit all day. They go to work every day. And that's their job, is to be like... How can we see into the other dimension? What are they sending in there since?
I want everybody to think about the questions they want at the end of the show, because I'm guessing a few people will ask about that fucking thing.
I got a bit hot there, I'm sorry. But that's real. That's not bullshit. I haven't looked at this side of the room yet. The lads are like, fuck, what the fuck are we doing here? We're in the wrong meeting.
But you're, like, in fairness, an awful lot of you are, like, you could be, you know... a proponent of all this kind of carry on. You keep the fucking triangle and everything on
I
you.
Could,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You do this shit every time. Every mm-hmm. time I meet him, he's like, fucking that. You know, I don't know what it is, but you have the triangle thing going on like Jay-Z. Are you part of the fucking Illuminati?
I wouldn't be here if I was. I'm just saying, those motherfuckers pay pretty well. I'd be somewhere like Paris or Rio de Janeiro.
What's
or
fucking
something.
Wrong with Galway, you bollocks?
There's nothing wrong with Galway, but when you're on Illuminati money.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They don't, them cunts don't have to wear masks. They go to private parties on Nantucket Island and they're all partying with fucking Nicki Minaj's arse cheeks and all that stuff. Like, they're all very content.
Two different fucking rooms, actually, at the same time. Yeah, it's amazing how she does it.
Not with Nicki Minaj, just with her arse cheeks. They send them on ahead with DHL.
But what? Here's the thing, because I always wanted to ask you this, and I've never actually pinned you down.
Tom.
We are sharing a room.
Stop it.
In fact, all four of us are sharing the one room tonight. We found out. I didn't realize Colin and I had checked into our room as well, which is
gonna be
very exciting.
We're going to be sleeping like the grandparents in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Let's just say there's going to be some Dick Mountains made later on.
It looked like the tent abroad in the pier.
But these whatchamacallits turn up everywhere, these pyramids and all that. And so you're telling me, have we been visited by... has been time travelling back and forth? Because this dimension hole you're talking about blowing fucking open.
I think time travel is absolutely real, of course.
Anybody with that? Anybody on board with that?
Time travel, lads?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we just... Everybody agreed immediately there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you felt it.
This kind of looks like a bunch of people who went in to go and see, like, one movie and then they ended up seeing, like, a hardcore porn. They were like, I thought this was going to be The Notebook, and then it was just mate slapping off mate. And they're like, this is not... I know that's where The Notebook was going. Like, that's happened at the end of the... When the credits rolled, it was mate, but, like, I didn't mean to see it. I just wanted the imagination of it.
But would they all stage, too? That's the weird
thing.
Yeah,
they've been looking. I don't know if you know what y'all look like, but it's all like this. Like, it's very... It's surreal. It's surreal. I'd be thinking about it later on when I'm inside the bed with the boys. But loads of that. I think the Illuminati is misrepresented. So, like, we did a whole episode on the Illuminati, and it was just a group of lads who love books and who have no friends, and they were like, come here. We just make a club where we're all real smart and we don't end up talking about stupid things with stupid people, and they're very elitist. And a lad called Isaac Weishaupt started it, and they found out there was way more people than they thought there were who were interested in this thing, and they said, right, we want to make it fairer for people like us, like nerds. And they all started joining the Freemasons, and they all got intermingled, and they all started getting like real good high positions in society and shit. And then they disappeared. They just like scurried into the mouse holes of higher society. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it can happen.
Places where you go that there's big massive houses, you're like, who wants that? You don't know. It's like Illuminati. Like, they hand it down generation to generation. Not only the wealth, but the knowledge as well. And keeping businesses up. Like, if you have a fucking a family that has a direct lineage for like more than 200 years, you're probably quite rich because you're passing shit down. You're not getting married out. You're not getting fucking divorced out. You kill the bitch first. Like, you know, that's why the houses all have such big grounds, because you won't find bones in 40 acres.
No, you
know
will not. Not in Roscommon, you won't, anyway.
And, like, the Illuminati, then, when you're talking about Jay-Z or the shit Jim Carrey is doing, like, on fucking Jimmy Kimmel and shit like that, like, that's a whole different thing, I think. And I think the Illuminati, Illuminatus, Illumination, knowledge, they're also talking about, like, the Lightbringer, who's Satan, Lucifer, the Lord of Light,
Lord Jesus.
Things. Yeah. So they align it with Satanism and stuff like that. I think the Illuminati, as we see it, is a bunch of celebrities who are like, come here. If I video you wanking over
a biscuit. I don't know why I said biscuit.
I was going to say a child's toy chest. If I video you wanking over a child's toy chest, and then you video me wanking over a child's toy chest, and I'm saying child's toy chest, it's quite difficult to say, actually, quite in place of something else more, because I know we're in public now. And so let's just say it's a child's toy, and I video you wanking over a child's toy, and you video me wanking over a child's toy, and then we both keep the video.
Like Mr. Potato Head? I said it. Ask just because everybody else is thinking it.
One of the ones that wets itself. One of those special dollars that wets itself. And
the darkness has entered. We opened a portal earlier on, and we were wondering when it'd arrive, and that was...
No, what I nearly said was one of the dolls wets itself, because if it has a hole, you can fuck it. And that wasn't... I don't know why that was coming out, but it's out now, and there we are. So if I have a video of you doing it, you have a video of me doing it, and you do anything on me, I release the video and you're fucked. Or if I do anything on you, you release the video and I'm fucked. So let's just not fuck each other and just keep all these videos. And then there's one cunt has all the videos and he's like, all right, I want you all to do this shit. And nobody has videos of him doing anything. And I think that's what the fucking Illuminati is. It's a bunch of cunts.
It's Bill Cosby, the fucker, isn't it?
But to see... Harvey Weinstein didn't pay his fucking subs.
He didn't have enough videos.
He didn't pay the Jews, and I don't mean the Jews.
Like Extravision with the videos.
I mean, he didn't pay...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The D-U-E-S. He didn't pay the D-U-E-S that he was supposed... I have to spell it now. That he was supposed to, and the cons went, his account is fucking empty. Off he goes. And they pulled his ticket. Bill Cosby the same. Bill was like, can I pay you next week? Maybe I can do it. I'm a bit late this week because the royalties for the fifth season didn't come in. I'll get you on Friday. And they went, no, Bill, it's not good enough. You're going down. And then when he was in jail, the royalty check came in and it was like, ring, I got your money. Can I come out, please? And they let him... And the 3 weeks ago, they let the cunt out. And he was like, I'm free to do what I want any old time. Bah. They let him out. After everything, they let the cunt out.
He's only out the other day. He's fucking delighting himself.
Because he paid the bill. He paid his fucking bill.
Are you telling me he paid the bill?
He paid the bill. Oh, I can say, man. That guy has videos on everybody.
Fucking
Bill Clinton. That's the thing. So all these lads have fucking videos of each other. Again, wanking over children's toy chests. And I don't know why I don't see it like that. But that's what the fucking Illuminati is, man. It's a group of cunts who would just have shit on each other. And you're allowed to go past a certain level if you're willing to, you know, obey. Like, look at this way.
The GEA, I get it. Yeah, it's yeah.
I'm not saying that about them cunts, because we live in Ireland.
They will
disappear. Seriously, what do you think the Sam Maguire Cup is filled with every year? It's fucking money. It's filled with money and SD and fucking memory cards filled with lads, videos of lads.
Exactly.
But look. Perfect example is R. Kelly.
I believe
I can fuck 14-year-olds. I believe I can piss on her video and say it's not me in court. That's what he done. There's a video of him with piss coming out of his dick onto a young one's face who was in the court going, that's my face, that's his piss, I'm 14. And R. Kelly went, I didn't do it. It wasn't me, it wasn't my dick, it wasn't my piss. Because he loves to sing the stories. It's like, that girl's lying. She knows how to use a computer, she made a piss come out of my dick using CGI. Like, I'm telling you, man. The cunt has absolutely no limits, right?
I knew that song. It was from the Saw Doctor started that first, didn't they? Yeah.
I believe it can fly. He's not. Seriously, R. Kelly got in with Aaliyah. Aaliyah. Remember her?
With the gammy eye?
No, that's Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Oh, the clue was in the name,
Aaliyah.
Tom.
No. Aaliyah.
Lisa Gammy Eye Lopez. And which, did Aaliyah, did she have it in gammy?
Well, she... After the plane crash that she was in, she had pretty much everything was gammy. She was pretty fucked after that.
A bit gammy after that, all right,
yeah? And she was wanting to be... She was an up-and-coming R&B singer. She was like, hey, I'm 14. And it's very hard. Very good-looking. It's like, an attractive young one, even though she was 14. I don't know. How can you... You can't...
We'll move on. Yeah, get to
yeah,
the...
Yeah, I don't know. Why is that so hard to say? Like, you're one from the Wonder Years. I knew she was going to be good-looking when she grew up. You're allowed to say that now because she's old.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Winnie. It's not like you...
Niche.
It's not like you look it up in a search engine. So look it. Fucking Aaliyah was what R. Kelly wanted to do. No, Aaliyah was 14 and she was like, I'm an R&B singer and I want to be, you know. And R. Kelly was like, I'll show you what to do. Come on.
Sing it. You have to sing it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen you singing that R&B. And I'm thinking, do you need a D with that R&B? And she's like, no thanks. He's like, I'm going to give you that D. His penis. I said, come with me.
Penis,
and
right,
he brought
penis
her in.
Is D, just
he brought
case.
Her in for dick. He brought her into the fucking recording studio, got her a recording contract, got her all the fucking stuff, and groomed the fucking shit out of her, married her illegally at 15, and then she dies at 19.
Again, Roscommon stuff. This is unbelievable.
She dies at 19 in a plane crash because she was about to blow the whistle on the whole thing. And then he gets away with it all for like 15 years until a video comes out of him pissing on some young man. And he's like, it wasn't me. And he gets away with it again. And the motherfucker is on a documentary going like, they're trying to get me, man. They're trying to get me. It's like, Robert, there's a video of piss coming out of your penis onto a 14-year-old girl's face. How can you deny it? So whoever had his memory card, he must have done something on them. And they just released it and it came out. And that's how the Illuminati works.
Well, I'm more raging the fact that his name is actually Robert.
Yeah, Robert Kelly. Yeah.
It's I thought it was going to be something cool like fucking Randall Orfina or something. Like he's fucking Bob. Yeah. Bob Kelly. Are you fucking joking?
Like LL.
Bob Kelly fucking fixed my red last week.
LL Cool J's real name is Larry Lampert.
Larry fucking Lampert.
Yeah, Larry Lampert, Cool J.
A sheep transporting company down in fucking Westmead. Are you fucking joking me?
No, yeah, I am. Yeah, it's not his real name. But still, it means ladies love. But R. Kelly got away with it for so long. Bill Clinton is out fucking raping loads of young ones. And then going to the fucking thing and sitting and Trump is like, you're a rapist. And he's supposed to be winning the presidency. And he goes, forget about my...
Forget about my indigestion, guys.
I was just trying to think of how ridiculous it was. Forget about my presidential campaign. Bill Clinton is here, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Clinton. And here, and he pulls back. There's like a curtain and he pulls back. And here are the 9 women that Bill Clinton raped. And they're all sitting there. Well, and Bill Clinton is like, oh no. Like, at Trump's fucking...
That,
like,
made for a very weird opening of the local super value, I can tell you that. It was...
Like, all these motherfuckers, that's what the Illuminati is, man. It's not like lads meeting up and going, how are we going to take over the music industry? It's like, hey, how are we going to fucking get the right angles on Robert Kelly fucking pissing in that young man's mouth? Like, that's how it works, man.
Well, that's fucking Illuminati. Lovely. I think we might just fucking change the tack a small bit here.
That's the start of the show.
Do you know what? This is like the first three rounds of a boxing match, yeah, and you're just full of energy and you're all getting the shit beaten out of each other and stuff like that. This is just so we can just supplely slip into the rest of the show.
Slipping into the rest of the show!
And any opportunity for Gordo to sing, by the way, you may notice that throughout the rest of it, and it's welcomed. It's welcomed even no matter how fucking weird it is.
Tell them all about it, those conspiracy guys.
Well, before we press on with the rest of the evening, we, of course, are going to bring on my next guest. You all know him. You all love him. One of my very good friends. Please welcome to the stage the great and powerful Colin Geddes, everybody! Colin Geddes! What a dismount. Do it again. What a beautiful dismount.
I'm just going to hold it the whole night. Just hovering off.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
You did not think through this furniture before you got us cunts on, did you?
The problem was, there was really tall ones up here, and Gordo went, I will not have them. In like a Jedi fucking master moment, he went, he will not have them. I don't know what the reason was behind
The reason is because my dick would be in everybody's eye line, and they wouldn't look up to my face.
Yeah, I don't think that would be the weirdest part of the show so far, to be honest with you.
My dick will be at your island.
We have done a lot of cool fucking and weird stuff together. Not least, we made a corporate sketches.
We did, yeah.
For a pharmaceutical company in Clonmel.
Correct.
Yeah. And the two of us felt like we were there for at least a day or two, and we felt like the most stupid people in an entire fucking building. Just the two of us looking at each other going, everybody else here is smarter than us.
It felt weird, like we weren't allowed to see certain things. You know,
Well, that's...
They were like, you stick to the cafeteria and the toilets.
Yeah.
And what were they making?
Some sort of heart device, keeps your heart going.
This is right up his street, that's why I was saying it. Because he's like, I know what they were making. It was dicks for your heart. That's
heart
what it
device.
Was.
For your heart.
A heart device is next to blood, adrenochrome. I'm just saying, there could be adrenochrome harvest in the Clonmel.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
It was just a lot of sad people walking around.
They had to bring him in. I'm from that neck of the woods, trust me. They brought in the smart people. It wasn't, but as everybody...
I would take some adrenochrome right now.
It'd be good fucking gear to get going.
Yeah, I've been travelling all day. I'm a bit tired, so I would take it for two lines. Wait, is it lines? Lines of adrenochrome?
I don't know if you can do it in lines.
Like
two, like a child's arm of adrenochrome.
Like everybody in the room went...
You get a good bag and you're like, I was chunky. Like,
and a few people actually looked around for their friends to ask, is it a line of adrenochrome, is it?
Do you want the smooth or the bits left in?
Yeah. Just the worst fucking juice. Joint of all time.
No pulp in my adrenochrome, please.
Does anybody actually know what adrenochrome is?
Oh yeah, shit, sorry, I forgot.
Oh yeah, you better explain that.
You're not all fucking
deviants. What's going on? Are you drinking hot sauce? What the fuck is that? Huh? Is that adrenochrome?
It's Arizona.
This guy's just drinking a bottle of shampoo. What the fuck are you doing?
Cowboy cocktail, fruit punch.
By R. Kelly.
You don't drink booze, Gord?
I don't drink booze.
You're sober. You see, you stop drinking pints, you go crazy.
I'm drinking... I want
Head and shoulders.
I only drink stuff from bottles that are big enough to stick my penis in afterwards.
Okay.
Welcome to the hotel room, Colin.
Fruit punch.
But it's a thing that intrigues me when you get the likes of your man, the Mormons, and stuff, where you can just pull moves left, right, and fucking centre. What, like, you have an incredible following up north. Like, I mean, you sold out the SSC Arena again this year.
Yeah.
Could you?
Twice
this year. Say round of applause for that. That's... Like, that is the stuff of dreams. But in a way, have you created a religion up the north? Have you?
I fucking hope not. It would be the worst religion of all time.
Like, what would you ask of your followers? If you got really fucking psychotic after, say, the second show this year, you're like, I need more from these people.
Well, the weird
I
thing
need
is
more from them.
That arena is being used as a vaccination centre. So it's going to be a weird vibe anyway. You know what I mean? Just kind of walking through there.
Are you going to try and play it into the show? You know, you walk out as a doctor for the crack.
You're like, I might just walk out and like pretend a student. So I'm like, ah, fucking Jesus Christ. Are you vaxxed?
All up in it. All up
vaxxed?
In it.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me. Great to be here. This isn't a tent.
Have you had two? Have you had two?
I got the two. Yeah, I got the two of them.
Any side effects? Huh?
See, this is the thing. People are going, oh, you're going to get all sorts of side effects. I don't get side effects. I'm too fucking ignorant for side effects.
Yeah.
I could have been born 350 fucking years ago under a sod of turf licking a fucking cow's nose. There's something, and it's not that I'm super tough or anything, but I don't, fucking nothing affects me.
Yeah.
Like, I have no emotions either, by the way. I'm in no way happy about this situation. I'm just following through because the number 200 and all, you know, but I'm just saying.
Happy podcast to
that'd be weird.
You. We'd sing that later.
But nothing. Like, this is, and this, you know when people say you've got thick skin?
Yeah.
When you're an ignorant cunt?
Yeah.
I genuinely have thick skin. The two needles, and not because I'm tough, but the two needles into my bovine skin broke. She went, I've been 25 years injecting people. I have never fucking seen that. What's wrong with you? I went, well, Teresa, I think you'll have to stop at the fucking chit-chat and go get the big fucking gun. So, weirdly, she fingered my hole after that. I don't... So I can't be sure if I'm actually vaccinated, but...
It felt vaccinated.
Yeah. We have a new girlfriend, myself and my wife. did you suffer any side effects? Did you get sweaty taint or anything like that?
Sweaty taint.
I don't know. Is that a thing? People.
I walk around with a sweaty taint all day.
People talk. People talked about the fucking stresses of the whole thing, but I'm more interested in seeing is there a way, because you get in the likes of bands have an incredible following. Like the handful of times you've had people from bands on the podcast and stuff like that. You see these fan people who have actually changed their name, literally almost like a fucking religion. Devoid of religion, are people following shit? Do you know what I mean? Are people following shit now, like conspiracy theory and stuff? Are they going, I need something to follow and I don't give a fuck about sports. I'm going to follow this thing to the fucking grave. Like,
yeah.
Is there a chance we're going to see either one of you tattooed on somebody's fucking...
QAnon is a non-religion religion. It's a non, like, I guess, non-religious or non-spiritual religion.
People were following it into the fucking grave. Anybody hear QAnon, people? They're not going to fucking admit it now, anyway, because it all shit to bed, didn't it?
Do you know what QAnon is?
Do you know what QAnon
anyone,
is?
Or who knows what QAnon is, even, to ask? It was like some mad internet fucking group of people that were saying, like, there was a guy... They think it was John McAfee before he didn't kill himself like Jeffrey Epstein.
Did anybody see the John McAfee video on when...
I interviewed
when Gordo
John McAfee.
Interviewed John McAfee.
He was
this is the guy who was like... He liked to shit on glass tables with young ones underneath it. Gas bastard.
Do you know McAfee antivirus software? He invented that and he sold it for billions and then he just cashed out all the money into 20s and just rubbed it all over himself with cocaine for 40 years.
Ah, fuck you would, though.
Like,
you?
Unreal.
You would.
But yeah, so apparently QAnon was a guy deep in the government that was giving up secrets and saying like, yeah, they're planning on this, they're planning on that, and giving out codes and little questions. And people just went onto it like fucking Angela Lansbury and started like looking shit up and
again,
putting the fucking things together.
Everybody's 12 in the room. There's Angela
Do you not
Lansbury.
Know who Angela Lansbury is?
What? Mick?
One man.
Mick. Violin
Mick. Who are we
Mick.
Talking to?
And he's fucking like, he's cultured and shit. He plays an orchestra.
Murder She Wrote. Have you never been at home sick from school, pulling yourself asunder and then trying to switch off the porn and trying to get something to make your dick go back up into your body so you'll stop abusing yourself? So you turn on Angela Lansbury.
It was Glenn Rowe for me, Gordo.
It's like anti-porn. Did you never watch that? And you have to get the Hoover to suck your balls back out. Angela Lansbury, man. And your man going... And I'm like, so QAnon was a thing.
A lot of awkward laughs there, Gordo.
People were following this into the grave, man. And so much so that they stormed the fucking Capitol building on the 6th of January. And they were like, oh man, Trump is still the president. It's all fucking fake and blah, blah, blah. Like they went real hard and like started looking through all the details on the internet and putting together. It's like some lad just made a cool
fucking real life computer game with loads of codes and shit to break, and the boys thought they were saving the world. Like, it's very...
It's the revolution.
Do you remember that, girl?
Yeah. Got very hard.
Yeah.
What was she expecting that day?
Well, you see...
She got to turn up, sort of wave a banner, and she got, like, shot in the face.
Missed.
The revolution.
It is a thing. Like, if you are a cunt, there's chances are you're going to get shown up somewhere on YouTube, especially when you're fucking...
I do it twice a week.
What has been the evolution of your podcast, do you think? Where have you, like, where...
It started strong, got a decent following, and then it's like queuing on for shit that I say.
Yeah.
But not on a sort of conspiracy level. They'll just be like, it's actually they're with an apostrophe. And that's the only feedback I get. And I'm like, who's what? Where are the hits coming from? And it's just like four cunts giving me feedback.
I love Colin's answer. He's like, well, we started strong and then we kept going strong and it's just been staying strong. It's just strong. All the way through. It's never weak. It's just been success.
If it was a graph, it would just be like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think if you got psychotic and you just, something tweaked in your brain, you went, I'm going to start a religion. Because we, and the reason why it's in my head is I was literally driving over here and we had just done an episode for Waco.
Waco, yeah. David Koresh.
Where, like, they're fucking...
Big Davey.
Big Davey
Koresh.
Where he was way cooler in his head, but he convinced a few people.
That was like a pun. Way cooler.
Way cooler, yeah.
I don't know. What,
they all burned to death off Alan, so have a bit of respect.
See if people jump on a weird religion. Yeah. Throw something in.
What do you reckon?
Tattoo in the face.
Tattoo in the face, definitely. Yeah.
David Koresh's whole bag was like getting people into the cult, like couples, and then convincing the fella to let him have sex with his wife, and then he wasn't allowed to have sex with his wife anymore. I mean, it's a win-win, right? What a great cult.
Everybody's kind of going, let me think.
They're lining up the giant ass.
I don't know. I wonder. What else would be the fuck? What else would you need for your cult to make it? Obviously, you have the Dead On Mafia. I mean, you've given it a name.
Well, that was a joke. I mean, the podcast name was a joke, and that stuck, and the Dead On Mafia thing also a joke. And here we are.
Was it?
Yeah.
There's people in the audience right now heartbroken. You understand that? They're like, I mean, I've got that tattooed on me.
No, I think I went on a bit of a rant one day and I was like, I mean, if you type this out as like a manifesto and put it on the wall, you'd be like, this guy should be in prison.
Like, take his insulin.
Where I was just, I was like, there needs to be a Dead On Mafia. Dead On means like sound up north, if anyone needs that translated.
I think we're okay. That's considerate in all fairness, isn't
it?
Like,
yeah. Can we get those subtitles back up on
it? It was sort of like an anti-internet troll thing. I was like, there needs to, in a very reasonable way, go round to their house and kill them. You know, just get some nerd to hunt down their house and fucking just go in there.
You sound like a feudal Japanese kind of general amassing samurais to do your bidding. Then
you do
more
a good
of
Japanese,
a...
actually, don't you? Sushi, you ask for fucking seaweed rolls. I don't know why I'm even fucking trying to sidestep that. Some of the maddest shit in the first half of this show came out. I don't know why. But
everyone's
forgotten
about that already. It's like a weird childhood trauma. They're just like, yeah, I don't even remember that shit. It's just,
that's what
it affects me years later.
The Japanese don't give a fuck. You could take the piss out of the Japanese. They don't give a fuck because they know they're way cooler than all of us.
Yeah. I've had a bad back for about 3 weeks, and every time I get out of a chair, it's Japanese. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, the night fucking... Killing me. Get me the fucking ibuprofen.
Well, turns out there was two or three lads in the cubicles beside me upstairs fucking Japanese as well. What a fucking joke. If that's all it takes. But that's a fucking good impression regardless. That's a really good impression. And other than that, because you obviously, you take a ton of fucking heat for your one, but you put it out there. You do. Like, I mean, you get a lot of people, obviously, who are absolutely going, oh my God, Gordo. Like, Gordo, when he was heading off to the state, and we talked about, like, people have offered very nice things, especially like Dave and Tina have a barbecue this evening.
We're all invited. Yay!
And that's...
Who's that? You guys? Yeah.
Right there.
It's a baby shower. They're accepting
cash
gifts.
Can you imagine us fucking animals arriving at your barbecue?
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. The man's already drinking hot sauce, for fuck's sake, mate.
I know.
Do you remember?
Ruined in the downstairs toilet. Just burn the stairs.
Three Japanese cunts.
We don't go upstairs anymore in the house.
Do you remember? You're a big barbecue guy.
Yeah, you were
in that new house and you had a housewarming party. And he's like, I'm having a barbecue, whatever. And I, you know, you like to cook, I like to cook. And I was like, well, I'm not going to drive down with a fucking carload of meat. You know, so.
And that's not a euphemism for anything. Yeah. He's not talking about himself. Like, he's just gone, it's going to happen regardless.
You have to dispose of the internet troll somehow, right?
Yeah. That's it. So you, oh fucking hell, cheers.
It's magically fucking around. I didn't even see it. That's how good it was.
Hey, did you not get me a bottle of shampoo as well? What the fuck? Why is he getting free drinks?
Can we get a Timotei for the big man? But yeah, so I was like, right, I'll make a barbecue sauce. So I made a barbecue sauce from scratch and came down. And I was like, he's made all these ribs and everything. And I was like, oh, there you go, Tom, made you a fucking... barbecue sauce, and you pulled me in.
I did a 14-hour brisket, but you're looking.
Yeah, you pulled me. He pulled me into his face, and he's like, "You come to my fucking house at a barbecue, and you bring your own fucking sauce." He goes, "Do you want to fucking have sex with my wife too?" Fucking cheeky bat! You fucking sit in the corner, drink your harp or whatever northern shite. You can't drink and don't fucking speak.
He sat there asking for a fucking packet of dates as well while for the rest of the show. But yeah, Colin had sex with my wife.
He's pouring sauce all over her titty. I know your wife. I know your wife. Which is even worse.
It was a party for all the ages. It was fantastic stuff.
Boom. Here, do you remember also? Just
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, where the fuck did that come from?
Thanks.
Hold it up for the camera, Gordo.
Thank you.
That's fucking...
I'd be fucking...
Who the fuck had Laurie?
Shots. Chug it.
Birch sap flavour. I'd be fucking shitting bubbles tonight in the hotel room, man.
Now
shit in the bubble. Can I remind you of this also?
Yeah.
That house you were living in at the time, there was a pub right beside it.
Oh my Jesus.
And you're like, let's go to the pub. This guy comes in to play music, loads in, tunes the guitar, starts playing, and you were on it. You'd done that thing where you were hosting people, and then they went home, and you're like, bang, fuck, and you're just drinking
vodka
through your eyeball. So you were on a bit, you were a bit pissed, right? And this guy starts singing, and you're like, I don't think he's that good. And I looked over, and the guy had a hearing aid.
He did?
Right? A hearing aid in his ear, and he's playing away, and you just got progressively more drunk, and you go, this guy's fucking shit. He's fucking terrible. And he turned around like in a break in the song and he had two hearing aids.
But he had the...
And they weren't stage monitors, no?
No. Tell him about what ones. They were drilled into his fucking head.
Yeah, they were the fucking... Yeah, they were hardwired into the brain. Of all the jobs.
Very hard to sell second hand.
Of all the jobs.
Of all the jobs.
Be a fucking singer and you're actually deaf.
And he's like, you know, Johnny Cash in the corner.
On the wacky road, the double and 1, 2, 3 for fine. On the hair went down the wacky road. Ah, hungry feeling.
Do you know what? Do you know what it actually was? Ring of Fire.
Yeah, it was.
So he was like,
Ring of Fire. And at least Colin had enough fucking...
And you sounded like you were deaf as well. Yeah. This guy's fucking shit.
But what Colin isn't pointing out, it isn't like he was way... I was way back there and he was here. Literally,
he was here.
It was this close. It was a tiny pub, and I'm going, he's fucking shit. Fuck. See, like we paid even in. It was just a poor cunt playing. I wish I had a fucking actual soul to feel bad about that, but I did not one bit. Not one bit.
He probably didn't hear you shouting at him, though, to be fair.
You say that. You say, like, in fairness, but I mean, the bizarreness of where you live, too.
Oh, yeah.
When we landed up for your wedding that time.
I'm not from there. I just live there.
You have culturally appropriated yourself into the area.
Yeah.
I mean, they've actually changed it to Geddesville, is the name of the fucking town now. But we landed into this place for your wedding.
Yeah.
And every woman looked like Mickey Bartlett.
The people that get that reference will love that. Mickey Bartlett is built like a toffee apple. He's like all upper body and then just little stick legs.
He's like Gimli if you shaved him.
Yeah, he looks like you know, like Punch and Judy.
Yeah.
The thing, that's what he looks like.
He looks like Bebop from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles if they turned him back into a person.
Yeah. he is made of corned beef. His whole skin is corned beef.
Yeah. Very talented comedian.
Yeah.
And a really nice guy.
We have to say something
great,
nice
he's
at the
got
end.
Fucking amazing teeth. How's that? He's Mickey, I'm so... He's got good teeth, lads. He's got really good
for
teeth.
For now.
Finds it the Delph.
But the level of country, I mean, I'm open to any music, whatever you want to play, if you can play it well, but fuck me, the level of country music up your way, I think dump the comedy and just start fucking singing, Colin. I mean, you'd be SSC Arena.
Yeah.
You'll fill whatever farm you want to fucking sell tickets in. It's... Yeah. We landed there, and the following day, I thought everybody in the B&B was actually over at the wedding, because it was literally... There was, what the fuck else is going on in this village? Everybody else there had been to see a cunt who was from 2 miles away that my father fired out of the meat factory they both worked in because he was so shite. But the cunt had learned 3 strings on the guitar and a fucking half a song and found himself with 800 fucking people in the middle of nowhere in the north of Ireland singing... I fell in... You know, he was probably that deaf cunt, actually, that was singing...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I got an upgrade. I can get Spotify on these now. Hey Siri, play Johnny Cash. And the best part of it is, there's nobody going to be listening to this podcast that'll be offended about this.
True.
That's
not a big deaf audience.
I know. Some of you will have.
It's on camera though, so be just like, hey Siri, like I make the choice, like we're gonna talk shit about deaf people.
That's the thing, everybody has a couple of more podcasts obviously in your list and all the rest, but will they get as fucking weird and as dark as this whole scenario? No, they fucking won't.
We've a whole third half to go.
No,
here
they
go.
Fucking won't.
I think Geddes could definitely be a cult leader.
I definitely think you could.
I think if you turned and you said you want people to... Oh, I could be, but...
Oh, no, for sure.
No. See, my...
When you do that, like, chirpy intro and you're like, this week, or da-da-da-da, you could just slip something in. You know what I mean?
I do sometimes, like, subliminally. Yeah. I put, like, binaural beats or some kind of whispers, like, get everybody, or whatever, underneath. But it's so inaudible.
I'm just not that intelligent. So I'd be like, what was I going to say, fucking... I have a couple of bottles of adrenochrome here. DM me. I don't know.
But the people that listen to my show or listen to conspiracy shows in general are very hard to convince. They're very hard to, like, change their mind. They're not changeable. And that's, I think, a big problem. A lot of people don't want to change. If you're malleable, you know, that kind of adaptability of the mind. If you're willing to change, you kind of get further and further. But, like, your fans are more general public. Like, if you decided to fucking have a mission...
I don't know. I think there's a lot of crossover.
What would your mission be? Like, what could you...
How far would you take it?
What
how
hill
far
would you die on?
Like, take your religion for the crack.
How far would I take it?
If you were talking...
Not far. if I had to leave a seat, it's not happening, you know?
She'd be like, your man in Wild Wild Country. He never fucking stood up for the whole film.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there going, is that... And riches.
I can do that. I can do the Indian accent as well.
Yeah, you can do the whole thing.
Let's hear your Indian accent. If we haven't insulted enough people here this evening, that's...
Listen.
Your Indian accent is amazing. You actually did that You did such a tight Indian accent. You did a fucking sketch of a taxi driver who was given out with a Belfast Indian fucking accent.
I took it offline.
Did you?
Yeah. Because it was blackface.
Oh, it was. When it was brown face.
It was brown face. Anything other than white face is not great, to be fair.
At best.
Okay, something. 2 weeks of sun and a bit of beard growth and I could be fucking any shoe bomber in the world. We will cut that out.
I love you, Taliban.
So you could be there.
Taliban. I do love how you crowbar yourself.
Did you see the video of the Taliban guys in the gym?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you see him going backwards on the cross trainer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was doing his calves, man. Don't be making fun of that man. He's never had any technology in his life. He's lived in the cave for 40
years.
Can
you imagine the excitement?
Do you think eventually, like in a couple of years, there's going to be like a Taliban online PT?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like Joe Wicks for fucking just like, Taliban kids.
What are you struggling with? Weight, muscle growth. Follow me.
How do you overthrow your parents? What? Joe Wicks, Mufasa fucking Wicks.
The Taliban, where they have just the little TVs that show propaganda from their stomachs. Just like, here we go. Here's Tinky Winky, Dipsy. The other two were called female genital mutilation and what was the last one? Oh yeah, homosexual execution.
Again.
That's what it is.
That's what my cult would be. You know, the baby and the sun.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Oh yeah. You've managed to crowbar
But not, not brown face in the baby. It's yellow
no,
face.
No, no, no. It's
baby.
Yellow face. Oh,
yellow
fuck,
face?
We can't do it. Oh, we can. Fuck it. We can. I mean, we've pretty much done it at this stage. you managed to crowbar yourself into every like holiday. Just when you were in Thailand, you were like, well, I look like every cunt who wasn't Thai.
Yeah. Because you know, you walk down the street and you know, it's no secret that it's full of like massage parlor. You guys will go someday.
You get that sweet lemon and lime.
You'll come back in the fucking elephant yoga pants. You know those fucking.
Yeah. I'm wearing them
right
Mark
now. Solera, yeah.
But yeah, you walk down the street and there's like some girl and I'm with.
They wipe it off with a warm towel, lads. It's class. Oh, yes.
But I'm there with my actual wife and some girl's like, you know, just reading out the menu, like suck job, blow job, lick your asshole, tongue your ball back, suck your titties. And I was like, suck my titties? Suck my titties?
Was any of them, at any point did you go, can I?
Whoa, go slower. Yeah. Read them out slowly.
When they say it, you definitely go, nah, I can't.
Slow down, Ting Ting. Jesus Christ, I'm not fucking hearing a word you're saying, girl. Slow down.
But they have a type, you know what I mean? If you're like a large, white, bald guy, they're just like, ah, oh, suck down, blow down. You know, come in.
Where's this now? I wasn't listening at the start.
I didn't set that one up at all to see where that would go.
Dungannon.
You don't want fucking Ting Ting from Dungannon, trust me. Yeah. I've seen what fucking they can do. They just, if it isn't hit the diff, they don't want to fucking know about it. Holy sweet fucking Jesus Christ. But it is the phenomenon of the new age is podcasting. We've genuinely a room full of fucking people where nobody else is going to see fuck all. Yeah, okay, some people went to see Tommy Tiernan. Yeah! All right.
Yeah, he doesn't have a fuck. He does, the biggest one in the country. Fuck!
But it's a fucking amazing way we were able to power through this whole fucking the last 18 months.
How long have you been podcasting?
4 years.
How long have you been podcasting?
Nearly 8.
Yeah. But there's cunts popping up now and they do 4 podcasts a day.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's the morning coffee. Enjoy me for the fucking 11 a.m. shit. It's just a quick 20-minute podcast where I shit and talk through different ideas. And then we got the dinner cast and then we got fucking wank cast later on.
But it's like porn though, Colin. Like there's people making pornos in the 70s, right? That lads are still know. It's maybe the boys don't know.
They know.
Lemon and lime, right?
These lads have finished the internet.
Emmanuel in Paris or like fucking Debbie Does Dallas or fucking giant muffs in Memphis or whatever. Afro Gash is a very very big black exploitation one. It's class. Afro Gash.
Afro Gash.
It's a class soundtrack. It's awesome. Look it up. And they're all super famous, like Debbie Does Dallas Knowledge, Emmanuel, and all that mad shit. Like the people who were porn stars back then are like even like, you know, people like Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee's sex tape.
Oh, yeah.
Where you got to watch that fucking smooth, hairless monster. Go, just dive, there's just a, fucking like a dolphin
a
into
hog.
The sea.
There's like, a bit in that video where he's like, got, this is post-sex, where he's got his feet on a thing like this, and he's like reading a book, and his cock is down here.
Yeah.
His cock is beneath
like
the seat. He's like,
I mean,
hold on.
It's dead hanging there, like it's...
Oh yeah, dead weight, just down here.
Yeah, yeah.
Touching the deck.
That's a fucking waste after that, isn't it? What would you need so much of it for?
I don't know.
He used to get in the way when he was drumming and all, he had to tuck it in. Tied around his knee. So everyone has seen that fucking Tommy Lee riding Pamela Anderson. Just like, I a bit from her point of view, when you're just watching this monster coming at you, you're like, I have way more respect for all the women. Look at down the barrels of these dicks. Like, very scary looking at the barrel of a cock that big, right?
Anybody want to corroborate that? Or
Everybody has seen that shit. And now, because there's so much like a proliferation of like homemade... amateur fucking like Pornhub, everything is free on the internet. It's all out there. Like nobody could tell you who's who or what's what. You listen to it if you want and you don't if you don't. And I would say that's the same with podcasting, because there's lads who started like 10 years ago and everyone's like, he's the fucking king, he's the first one to do it, like loads of fans, and now everybody has one. And you might as well be like, I don't know, OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Where you're like online fingering yourself for $6.99 a month. Do you know what I mean?
OnlyFans is gone, isn't it?
They're not allowed to have porn on OnlyFans. Surprise, surprise.
Why is that, Gordo? What do you think that is?
Because there was people probably... what's the time? Call the time? There's probably child porn on it.
I thought it was just because there was like some girl in her fucking closet with a cucumber in her asshole and she's a millionaire.
No.
And
no. Like, yeah, but there is. That
we
too.
Can't have that.
But it's empowerment. That's female empowerment. They're trying to stop. But it totally is.
That's fucking HelloFresh going out of date. That's what that is. Get the wear out of this.
He's sponsored by HelloFresh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the greatest thing is they only send you as much as you need. So you just, how shallow is my vagina? Half a cucumber.
Is your wife like, is there not supposed to be a courgette with this? And you're like, yeah, yeah. They must have lost it in the post.
So, yeah, I think like, if you think about like, you know, could you name your favorite porn star from all the free porn sites? Would you know a porn star that you go like, I'm definitely going to this? Or are you just like bringing up the page and going, what looks good right now? But years ago, you had to go looking for it. We were, I guess we were old enough to remember passing around videotapes around the classroom.
Yeah.
And we had a fucking timetable in the back of a maths copy going, okay, Tom has it from Tuesday until Thursday because his ma's away Wednesday night, okay?
And then Friday. You were organising Wexford. Oh, like, yeah,
absolutely, because we had the fucking appointment, son. Like, my parents are going to fucking Tralee on Friday for 4 days. I'm getting that tape Friday morning. I'm in double mats.
Tear my guts out for fucking
absolutely. The whole weekend, pulling myself around on my tippy toes, right? But like, we had to work for that. There was work in it. You had to work to get it. And now, there's so much of everything everywhere. Like in the last 18 months to 2 years, it's gone from 700,000 podcasts to more than 2 million. So there's an extra 1.3 million podcasts. And of that 1.3 million, more than half don't have more than 4 episodes.
And of all Jesus those 2 Christ. Point fucking whatever million, are they in Galway having their 200 fucking children? No, they're fucking
not. No, they're fucking not.
The two absolute fucking beasts of 200.
That's just like the testament to this man for getting the 200 episodes. I'm going 8 years, I'm only at 175. Now, granted, mine are longer than fucking Russian literature. But like 200 episodes is a magnificent achievement when it comes to podcasts, and not least the amount of quality guests, the amount of actual episodes, the editing, the promotion, the live shows, living it, loving it. Tom O'Malley in the podcast.
Woo!
Buckshot, baby.
Even with that haircut. Even with the haircut.
Come on. Before it's time to shave the whole thing off and join ye in the fucking... Let me have some fun with this stupid shit. Tell them all about it, those conspiracy guys. So, Gordo, who at the fucking bat is the question? Who ate the fucking bat?
Some Chinese lad. I'm not allowed to do an impression.
Yes, you can.
No, you
can't.
We
pretty much blitzed all... Yeah, no, we're going to be arrested immediately after the show regardless, so...
No, I just mean if it's out on the internet in the next few years when China takes over everything, they'll start combing through and...
Oh, yeah, you... Don't be such a shill. Come on, do your Chinese accent. Look, eat a bat. Do we want him to eat a bat in the Chinese accent?
No, don't force me through peer pressure to be racist. I'll do that on my own.
Okay, fair enough.
Just
do the fucking accent.
Yeah.
You see how funny it is?
What you mean, do the accent? No.
He does it too well.
How dare you? Just so everybody knows, that's satire now. That's actually not my... satire. It's not my... look at him laughing. Satire. Them yokes go on, cars.
He also winked at you at the same time. He's like... Satire, I get it. No bother. Loud and clear, Captain.
It's not my actual true beliefs about the vaccine, just so everybody knows. But most of them, but just not all of them, let's say.
Do you genuinely think it was a hoax? Because we're not... This is as much Corona chat we're not getting into, because there's no fucking crack in that shit. But was it all down to eating a bat?
Well...
Everybody's leaning forward.
Okay.
Was it a bat?
I try to look at it from, again, a holistic or a natural or a conspiracy point of view, right? I'm not a doctor. I know nothing about medicine. I know nothing about fucking...
It's a song Brizzy had, actually, as well.
I don't know nothing about medicine. But pissing on girls, that's another story.
Big Rob Kelly.
I'm going to administer this dick. Administer this dick injection. So,
that wasn't even funny. That was just nice.
Yeah. Wasn't it?
I
found myself sitting forward like a girl.
I'm
going to
slip right in. I'm getting into Craig David territory now. I'm going to slip right in. I slip it right in on Tuesday.
That was too close. That was...
Slip it in again on Wednesday.
A lot of Craig David fans in the audience. Yeah, Okay.
I look at it from a conspiratorial point of view. I'm not a fucking doctor. I'm not a fucking... Obviously. I'm not a, I don't know nothing about no medicine. I know that when you have a headache, you take headache tablets, right? When you have a sore arse, you get a little bit of orange juice on your finger and you rub it around until it gets stingy and then you leave it for 2 days and it goes away. These
sure
are the things that I know
not, okay,
about medicine,
enough, yeah.
Okay? Well, right, so when you're talking about lads going on about fucking spike proteins and fucking, you know, like gain of function and all this kind of stuff and what, you know, transmissibility and all, efficacy of masks and all this fucking, you know, fucking, you know what I mean? I don't know nothing about that. I'm not an expert. I didn't train for 8 years in college to be a medical expert, right? What I did do was smoke a load of hash with Dunstore's bags in it. And spent the last 25 years inside my house on the internet reading books and fucking websites that are telling me all the shit that I need to know.
Sounds like you have a sister over there.
All
like
the shit I need to know that there's some element of suspicion around the companies that are providing it, the government who have, let's just say they have form for fucking people up. Do you know? They have form. They're doing shit to people. And then those people are going, my ovaries don't work anymore. And they're going, oh, sorry about that. Bye. Right? I'm okay for the moment to not get into a medical argument. But when it comes to conspiracy, I would say, like, I'm not an expert, but I'm like pretty decently informed about that side. And when you look at the history of it, that all of the fucking, you know, the companies that are involved, the kind of court cases they're out about, like Johnson & Johnson and shit like that, giving fucking cancer to people. And then they take a section of the company and they annex it off, and then they make everybody sue that section where they're like, I've got cancer, and then they're suing that part of Johnson & Johnson, and then Johnson & Johnson goes, okay, bring on your court cases, and they all come in to that one section, and then Johnson & Johnson goes, oh yeah, that bit went out of business. Good luck suing us, motherfuckers. And then all the people are like, oh no! And they're like, but if you wait 3 years, you can sue us again in the real company. And they're like, we haven't got 3 years, we got cancer. And he's like, tough shit, son! Like, that's fairly nefarious, carry on, right?
This so is I'm where like, I feel really unsmart right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What the fuck? So who's like, writing this stuff?
Just like you watch Anthony Fauci sitting up in Congress and Rand Paul spanking his arse like a child, going, what about the gain of function? What about your organization paid the Chinese researchers in the Wuhan virology lab?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Right? I just want to know, did they eat a bat?
But this is the thing. So, like, a bat.
I've eaten some weird deer back in my day, and I felt a bit funny after it.
Like, did they? Anthony Fauci paid a bunch of people to study how to weaponize the SARS virus. And then when it got out by accident because some lad left it in his lunchbox or whatever, it got out. He brought it home to do work on it over the weekend.
Harry, you would too, though, wouldn't you?
Do you know what I feel like right now? Do you remember there was like a guy went into the BBC for a job interview and they thought he was an expert? And they brought him on and they're like, so we're here with an expert.
Can you do his voice?
I thought it was that weekend we spent at Clonmel where the two of us were looking at each other going, so do you want us to write jokes about...
But this is the thing, this is the thing. So you're trying to make it funny or you want the information, you know what I'm saying? Like, this, like, you know, I say this to all of my family and friends when they're asking me, so come here, I'm after hearing on the news there that such and such a thing. And I'm like, yep. Yeah. So are you just asking to be polite because you know that's my job, or do you actually want to know the answer? Because we might be here for a while. Like, I have to actually say that before every question.
I've never thought about it like that.
I have to.
Your friends and family will go, I heard that rabbits can read calligraphy. Is that true?
And I go off into how the government created myxomatosis as a way to cull the rabbit population because they're pests, and then it got out of hand and started to mix, and then all the rabbits are coming out like ring of fire, and they can't stop it now, and it's just out in the rabbit population, so they're all fucking liquidity take it, and now they can't get rid of it, and all the rabbits are like, oh no.
And why don't you drink? I would be fucking...
Can you imagine me drinking?
I would just wake up and be like...
He's drinking fucking Head and Shoulders, for fuck's sake. It's...
Have Chinese people not had actual Chinese food? That's what you're talking about, the bat soup.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a curry half and half? No one's dying from a fucking chicken ball special.
That'd sort everything out.
They eat shit over there that we use as, like, office decorations. Do you know what I mean? It's like the pangolin. You ever hear see a pangolin?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are like, pangolin? Yeah, they're the black and white bears.
No.
You see the pancakes in this
day. I would imagine there's very few Northside Dublin people in the audience. Yeah. Just...
A they look like a pangolin is like if a rat fucked a tank.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a wee cool. Hard rat. Yeah.
Just, they're kind of cool. Yeah, they're kind of cool.
Pretty cool.
And then when you cook them, whatever way it works out, it's like eating a fucking bag of chips. They just come off in little, in little sections.
Oh, fuck.
And they just go, and it comes out, and you eat it like that, and then you put the shell away.
Galway
and
Galway is fairly diverse. Does anybody
so that's
know?
The pangolin is the thing that gave everyone the Rona. That's the animal that done it. But a bat, apparently bats all have coronavirus all the time and anyways, but they don't show the
they don't
symptoms
drink in bars is what essentially
yeah,
so
yeah,
bats,
yeah yeah
yeah because they go to the game you go to the GA matches because obviously you can't get coronavirus at a fucking GA match. They let 40,000 cunts in there to just lick each other's fucking faces. But the main thing is Limerick won. Who gives a fuck? This is
yeah. So like, it's really a dead end for comedy there with coronavirus. To be fair,
aliens.
But if you want to get into it, you can talk to me after the show.
He'll be signing autographs and selling merch out at the front door.
I'll be in room. What is it? 169. It's the place that's going to have bubbles coming out from underneath the door.
Come bubbles. Apparently.
Can't miss it. Cannot miss it.
It sounds like a Japanese phone party. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's
yeah
the one you want to go yeah to. DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled is playing at it. It's yeah going to be fucking awesome. Another is, one. Yeah.
Another one.
It's a comedy. It is
that's
a comedy.
DJ Khaled show.
It's a comedy vacuum, but it's something that I think a lot of people need. Like, I'm looking at it from the conspiratorial point of view. You can be informed about being a dickhead, and I'm not one of these lads that's like bang, 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 like talking about it, bringing it up at every opportunity. You know, let's live and let live. We're getting out the far side of it now, and come on to fuck.
Yeah.
You had corona, yes?
I did, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was grand.
Was it grand? Okay.
It's grand. And I'm like in the comorbidities. I have all the things. I went in and the doctor was like, he had like 8 bras laid out on the bed. And he's like, now if you get to bra 4, you're pretty dangerous. But if you're up to number 6 or 7, we're going to have to admit you to hospital. And luckily enough, I fitted into a nice tight C cup. And he was like, you're not fat enough to die, you're grand. But it was fucking, it's hardy enough like.
I love that was the measurement of fucking weight.
Yeah, like, yeah,
no,
yeah.
We won't weigh you. Let's just feel her ditties and see how that fucking goes.
Lemon and lime. She was just like that going, That's how they used to tell if you had diabetes in the old days, you know. They used to take a sip of your piss and if it tasted too sweet, they were like, you've got the sugars. Swear to God, that's how they did it.
I think you stumbled onto something in the room there, Gordo, where a few people have gone, oh.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, Jesus, I
have to go. Turns out I'm a doctor.
I have to go home and tell Michael he needs to go to the doctor.
But before...
Lads used to drink the piss. And then they'd be like, that's very sweet. You might have diabetes.
Well, you might.
Well, that's the thing. You have to...
You might, but here...
If your piss is very sweet.
But if you... keep going, actually. I'm not sure at the first one. Go on.
Yeah.
Keep going. Come on.
Shots.
Come on, Bobby Kelly. Keep fucking going. Go on, man. Go on.
Maybe that's where they got the term taking the piss, because you're like falsely diagnosing people with diabetes. You're like, are you sure? Or are you taking the piss? It's like, give us another sup.
That's it. Bobby Kelly kept on thinking he'd fucking diabetes. I need to check. Would you check, please? I'm going to piss all over the fucking head in you. But wait, look. As if it didn't get any fucking weirder. And that's the reason why I wanted to push it out with the two boys this evening, because... Fuck, everybody's fucking minding their P's and Q's when it comes to this, but these are two of the fucking legends of the fucking game that are not minding themselves in any way, and we should be doing this in a live fucking performance and everything, so everybody else, the like fucking proper heads like yourselves show up, because you know what's entailed. And that being said, I'd like to know what... Colin, do you think there's aliens?
Get me another pint. I'd like to think so, yeah. It'd be shit if there wasn't. Like, you didn't just fucking say.
Because we're, it would seem everything is
doing TikToks and there's no aliens.
It seems everything is kind of teeing up that way, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna ask you. Do you think they release all those like UFO videos to be like, look at this for a second, and then we just fucking pull out of?
Are you just asking, or do you want the answer?
Pass me that shampoo. Let's get deep.
Yeah, like, of course there's aliens, but like, what are aliens like? What
Roscommon people?
Yeah, yeah. What do you classify as aliens? Like, for years I was watching the X-Files and being like, yeah, aliens, man, they're like little, you know, like little grey things, and they're maybe us from the future coming back and have big brains and eyes because everything is dark because they switched off all the lights or the sun doesn't work or something. But now I think maybe we're coexisting on an astral plane where interdimensional beings exist in the same space and time as us. they're what the ancient religions called the jinn, genies, demons, angels. All of these old religions, the Egyptians had it, the Mesopotamians, Sumerians, the Incas, the Mayans, they all had this extra level of existence beyond the physical realm where you go to after you die. But is that a place where all ghosts go? Or is that where our energies go when we leave our bodies?
Is that what you... Like, what do you think?
This is like... So, like, when you're seeing...
No, because, I mean, that's... You're talking about heaven, basically. Well, you're talking about heaven.
Well, what people would call heaven is basically another dimension. So, like, right, all of the... Okay, well... There's this guy called Stephen Greer. He's a doctor, and he did this whole thing.
Very
called,
creepy content. Called, did anybody watch that?
He looks...
Did you see Stephen Greer? He's like this... He's really fucking shredded.
Yeah.
Fucking guy with glasses. And everything should say he's fucking... You know, he's got, like, 12 fucking pens in his pocket. And you see him, he's wearing a shirt, and you know the country's shredded. And he... Everything about him, I think he's got a massive cock. I don't know what it is. When I,
no, yeah.
Do you know you're looking at a guy who's just and then all of a sudden, and he's crying.
Got that alien dick.
He's crying and stuff. He's gone. And then they didn't believe me that there were aliens.
His head looks like he's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle that got the cure.
Yeah,
like he just has this thing, but he's buff, ripped. Do you know why he's ripped? Because the CIA tried to assassinate him in 1996, and he was skinny. Like, so he's like, I'm going to the fucking underdog. Not
the
gym
don't
shit to
fucking
me.
Bait bullets. I'm
yeah,
just
but
saying.
It wasn't. They sent an assassination team to his house. Maybe Colin sent the mafia to him. Just like, you're not saying that shit? And so anyway, he had all these people come together and say they're experts in the NSA, the CIA, the Navy, the Air Force. All, 400 witnesses all come and saying, I have first-hand experience of aliens. I know about aliens. This is the crack. There's fucking 46 different breeds of them. They come from all of these different planets and star systems and all this shit. And he had it all laid out. And for 8 years he worked on this thing, got 400 witnesses together. They did a press conference, and all these people came up and said, I will testify in front of Congress. We want to disclose real aliens. We want to have their technologies released to the human race so that we can advance together. We want to de-weaponize space in case we start an intergalactic war. And then 3 weeks later, 9/11 happened.
And it all got shut down, right?
Truth bomb.
And this lad is still going 20 years later, and his shtick now is basically like the next level for all of us. The next level to stop the lads boxing the heads off each other in Australia, or people fucking freaking out in America, going around setting fire to shit and breaking lads up. New Zealand are all crying, one lad got it and they're all locked down. All these fucking uproars and protests, the French lads fucking setting fire to everything. The best way to stop all of that is to have an alien spaceship appear out of the sky like an Independence Day with a big giant head that comes out of the clouds and goes, show me what you got!
A dead-on mafia sticker on one side.
Me as the Teletubby son? What's a crack, lads?
There's a Japanese accent.
Australia! What is a crack, boys?
But there's a... There's an actual, like, a document that's released. It's like a you know, one of these, like, I don't know, fucking released documents from the CIA, from American intelligence. It's called Project Bluebeam. And it's like, if we wanted to destroy religion on the planet, if we wanted to consolidate all countries together under one oligarchical control group, like have a world government to be able to dissolve all the governments of the world and all the presidencies and all the armies come together to fight against a unified enemy, it'd have to be an alien species, like V, like all of these, like Independence Day or whatever. And
They'll
holographically project this spaceship coming in over the cloud, like coming in like the flames on the ship.
Ah, stop. A fucking hologram.
A hologram they're supposed to do it with. And this is all on the fucking...
Holograph? Yeah, yeah. What's a holograph, Tom?
You're going to send a fax. Holograph. But that's the fucking... That's the crack. I'm just saying, next 6 months or so, there's going to be a lot more... aliens are actually real. Like, how fucked up...
That's Bill Cosby, isn't it?
How fucked up... How fucked up is the world, right? When in March of 2021, the American government came out and said that fucking UFOs are real and nobody gave a fucking shit about it.
That's right.
That's so weird to me.
Because it was a shit alien.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you know what I mean? They're like, you know the guy in the plane, like, Chris Barrett, a tic-tac.
Yeah. Like a fucking TikTok?
It's a fucking shit alien.
Where's the Independence Day? Like,
give me a fucking word as original.
But that's the next step.
We got a fruit pastille floating above the thing.
Now you're talking.
I'm just saying, Colin, if you're going to fist the young one, are you going to start with the fist straight away, or are you going to work it in finger by finger, knuckle by knuckle?
Oh, so good shit is on the way.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you've put me on the spot there.
That Tic Tac video was the first knuckle, just as a tester to see if she's game.
That was just the spit on the...
That's what they're talking about, man. Just a little taste, just a little drop of lemon and lime to see, will it stick? Will people care? Will they be up in arms? Will they start new religions? Is this like the next fucking thing?
Everybody just looked at it on Instagram and went... just onto some girl that's just standing with her ass out.
Yeah. It's okay. Should we look at my Tic Tac? But that's the thing. So, like, I think definitely, like, there is some evidence for people being, like, all these abductions, all these alien abductions you hear about and all that stuff. Like, I'm fully convinced that that's the American government out abducting people, bringing them off an experimental aircraft and doing, like, medical
shit. I love the notion that they would have landed onto what I saw the night before your wedding. Like, I live in the country, but I've never seen country like I saw country. Like
on the compound, is it?
No. Well, no, yeah, it was in the local village. Like, there was people there that no fucking alien would fucking even try and... Like,
but they always appear to those type of people.
No,
like,
no, no.
They wouldn't
They wouldn't even challenge them. There was a woman there who... She smoked a fucking... Like, she ripped the filter off a fag, lads. In what decade did you last see somebody tear the filter? Like, the fag wasn't enough. It went, we'll fucking rip that cunt off. She tore the filter off the back end of a fucking Major. Like, Major is the strongest fag out there. And this woman teleported through fucking time, it would seem, from 19-fucking-03, ripped the fag off and stuck it in and started to sing and hit the fucking diff. And when your man actually started to play... This is not...
Her moustache was all yellow from the fucking...
The two fingers, the only two that she did have, because the rest were probably lost.
her fingers were doing blackface.
Yeah.
Brown face.
Yeah, brown face.
And she didn't even lose them to like a thrash machine. She just got like a cut and didn't sort out septicemia because she's hard as fuck. Wearing a Scania jacket. I mean... Right, you know, woman material, like fucking wife material. And she, when she heard the fucking band, who, as it turns out, they played it out of fear, who were actually the band that finished out the show after the classy band that you had, the boys who played the fucking mad shit at the end. Because you'd like three bands or something playing.
Yeah, I missed all.
Yeah, yep, don't worry. I was there eating all the cheese. It was class. But this, out of fear, they had to play Hit the Fucking Diff for this woman, because if they saw her... She didn't take it off. She bit off the filter and went, to the dance floor, you cunts. And there was no dance floor. But my notion is...
You cannot talk about my mother-in-law like that when we're like right here. She does listen to these things, you know what I mean?
She's actually a bigger fan of my podcast than yours. Which is really fucking weird. But it was in that notion I was thinking, if they are lifting fucking people, they're getting fucking... You know, they're getting people like who... They're just malleable, poor, soft cunts. But they are not picking up fucking Teresa from fucking Dungannon, like, who has...
Are you been getting there in the yarn spaceship? I know you can't, man.
Lick my fucking TikTok, you know what I mean?
Fucking lemon and lame.
She caught her friend by the hair and went, to the fucking dance floor. It was a yard. There was no dance floor. She created a dance floor with a fucking fag with no filter. And in my head, I was going... That is who we all need to be, so that no fucking outside source can ever fuck us up. That level of psycho animal, not give a fuck. It doesn't matter what the fuck is going to come at you. If you're that, if you're fucking that, nobody's going to fuck you up.
I'm just imagining her standing on the back of a pickup truck and the aliens, as rather trying the first wave of attacks against the aliens, and she's standing up on the back of a pickup truck like that, biting the end of a Major and giving the speech that the president gives at the end of Independence Day.
We will not go down without a fight. We will not go off into the dark.
What does she sound like?
We're going to live on. We're going to survive.
That's possibly the greatest fucking learning that I ever had, was that just don't be a soft cunt. But that being said, this has been episode 200 and we did it live with you fantastic people. Thank you all very, very much. nothing else. We got to celebrate, hang out, say some weird shit with each other. I got to hang out with two of my fucking best mates in the business. It is, of course, Colin Geddes, everybody! And a great and powerful Gordo Rochford.
Happy podcast to you. Happy podcast to you. Happy podcast, Tom O'Malley. Happy podcast to you.
200 episodes!
Now, if we weren't drunk, let's get fucking drunk, everybody.
Woo!